This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy newspaper, The Apple Daily, printed its last edition on Thursday. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
The decision comes after a tough year in which the offices were raided by police and its tycoon owner and other staff were arrested under a new national security law. The paper mixes pro-democracy discourse with racy celebrity gossip and investigations of those in power. Its closure has escalated alarm over media freedom and other rights in the Chinese-ruled city. Apple Daily said the decision was based on employee safety and manpower considerations. Authorities have said dozens of Apple Daily pieces may have violated the security law, which Beijing imposed on the city last year. Rights groups, media organizations, and Western governments have criticized last week's police raid on the newspaper.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. The United Nations and the U.S. State Department have expressed alarm over reports of civilian casualties in an airstrike in Ethiopia's Tigray region that left dozens of civilians dead. UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric said Secretary General Antonio Guterres is alarmed by the reports and called on all sides in the conflict to do their utmost to protect civilians and to obey international humanitarian law. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States condemned what he called this reprehensible act and called for an urgent and independent investigation, as well as remedial action to hold those responsible for this attack accountable. The alleged airstrike comes amid some of the fiercest fighting in the Tigray region since the conflict began in November, as Ethiopian forces, supported by those from neighboring Eritrea, pursued Tigray's former leader.